This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
New York City's Occupy Wall Street occupied the Brooklyn Bridge as tens of thousands said, "We're here to take back the wealth we created." Angry and reeling from the horrific military attack which New York City's Mayor Bloomberg perpetrated on peaceful, sleeping protesters fighting for economic justice in our increasingly unjust and undemocratic country, and a national day of action both to celebrate the two-month birthday of Occupy Wall Street and protest the outrage of the eviction, an incredible diverse group poured into the streets. All day, all night, Occupy Wall Street. The 99% delivered a powerful message that the domination of society by a tiny elite of super wealthy individuals and corporations harnessing government to do their bidding was unacceptable. The days of protest were capped off by a rally and march over the Brooklyn Bridge by tens of thousands determined to take back and redistribute the wealth of this country to those who created it, the 99%.
Well, I think you can hear this is what democracy looks like as tens of thousands of people pour across the Brooklyn Bridge. They were blockaded for almost a solid hour. They removed the barricades and they have taken the bridge. It is ours. As they say, occupy everywhere. There is one of the most beautiful spectacles I've ever seen. There are old, there are young. It is multiracial, multi-ethnic. People are exuberant. Lots of people have glow sticks. And we're going to find out what they think about this march. Here's a sign that says, "Occupy your mind, the rest will follow." I just want to find out what you think about this incredible display as you are marching from Manhattan to the Brooklyn side.
It's nice to see a renewed progressive movement. My name is Joel.
Ariana.
Why did you come here today?
Support the movement.
What issues are you most interested in? What issues do you think have the most impact?
The intense income inequality.
And what are your feelings about Bloomberg's eviction of the Jakarta
Park? Ultimately, it was a huge strategic mistake on his part in terms of re-energizing the movement.
Thanks for being here. This is the largest display of people I have certainly ever seen in my lifetime, and I think in history, that it's taken to the Brooklyn Bridge, and we did it by our numbers, by our consensus and commitment that has been stimulated by Occupy Wall Street. So we're going to grab this brother and find out who you are, where do you live, and what brings you to this march over the Brooklyn Bridge.
My name is Jelani Deshong. I live in Brooklyn. I'm a CUNY student. I go to Kingsborough Community College. Is this a movement that where we have to change America? You know, the system is flawed. Yeah, people are homeless, people are sick. And if they don't take care of those people, who's going to take care? The government, you know, they give all the bailouts to the rich, and all the rich get to go on a fancy vacation. What about me? I want to go on a nice vacation too. You know, the tax is so hard, we can barely afford. My mother has to work 2-3 jobs just to get by the month. You know, Bill Gates, he has, what, $350 million in the bank? Come on, pay your share, Bill Gates. Somebody pay their share. Warren Buffett, pay your share. Bloomberg, come on, do something. We're right in front of your house. Do something about it, you know? Stand up for the people. We're a democracy. Stand up for the people of the United States of America. That's
it. And did you participate in any of the events today?
I started out with Zuccotti Park this morning with them, and then I had to leave to go to school, and then I came back at about 2 o'clock and walked all over and watched the cops and make sure everything was good. It's really good to be out here today. It's cold, but you know what? It's always worth it. You know, you look all over the world, you see people protesting, and it's fine to see that democracy is working here in New York.
Were there lots of CUNY students that were out here today?
There's a lot of CUNY students out today. CUNY is well represented out here today. We're fighting because it's for our future and for our kids' future and the future of kids that we don't even know yet. We have to stand up for them, you know? They need a voice, and we're that voice.
Okay, I want to tell you that mantra, the slogan at Brooklyn College back when I went there.
Yeah.
It was our position, no tuition.
There we go, there we go. My cousin lives in England, and you know, they go to college to scot-free, and they live their life here. We gotta go to the bank, get a loan, and then we start off, as soon as we graduate college, we're $20,000 in debt. How are we supposed to live a life off that, you know? And it's really hard to live in America and have a future. And there's no such thing as American dream anymore. We strive, we work hard, we go to four-year college, and then we graduate, we got $100,000 debt. Our doctors are crazy. They can't save lives because HMO said if they don't have a card, they get no coverage. You get shut, well, here's a Band-Aid, guard the door. That's all you get. You get nothing. You get no coverage. That's it, you know?
Thank you. We'll see you on the Brooklyn side.
You're welcome. Have fun. Have a good
day. All day, all week, Occupy Wall Street. All day, all week, Occupy Wall Street. All
day, we've got the Grannies Brigade now coming. We've got folks from the TWU that are marching, and they're not stopping. We have been here for over a half hour now, and folks are coming 4 or 5 across. Okay, we're here with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. We're going to find out who they are, where they're from, and what brings them to the bridge on this.
Brown Memorial Baptist Church.
Brown Memorial Baptist Church.
Brown Memorial Baptist Church.
Brown Memorial Baptist Church.
All Brown Memorial Baptist Church.
Where is Brown Memorial Baptist Church?
Brooklyn.
What brings you all out here? What is stimulating you, exciting you about?
We are the 99%, and we want more jobs, and we want housing and education. No cuts in schools.
Yep.
Okay, well, you have it right there. You have a whole church here, and they're telling you they're the 99%. Housing, jobs, education. We want it all because we're the ones who created the wealth to begin with. Hey, these glow sticks are out of sight. We've got all these glow sticks here. One of the things we haven't talked about, I know you're into health care for all.
Yeah.
So what brings, wow, who are these people in white smocks?
Yeah, doctors, we got, nurses.
Why don't you tell us who you are?
Danny Lugassi, I'm an emergency medicine physician from NYU Bellevue.
I'm Justin Sanders, a family physician from Montefiore Medical Center.
Mayor Hamilton, I'm a high school teacher, healthcare activist.
Alice Taish, I'm a family doctor in the Bronx.
And should we be yelling about universal health care?
Yes, we should.
And what do we mean by universal health care? Is it Obamacare?
It is not Obamacare, okay? The message is very simple. For profit should not be marred with health care. We need to change that. I got patients coming into my emergency department every day, broken legs, sticking out of the their leg, and they're asking me, do the bare minimum possible. Obamacare forces people who don't have health insurance to buy health insurance. The health care insurance industry is for profit. Unless we change that, nothing's going to happen.
We have a whole contingent of doctors here. Let's find out more who you all are.
Hi, I'm Judy Griffin. I'm an intern in the primary care social medicine program at Montefiore.
Dan O'Connell, family physician from the Bronx.
Magne Humso, primary care doctor in the Bronx.
Arash Nafisi, primary care doctor in the Bronx.
You're all clearly into single-payer, universal health care. What has this all got to do with Occupy Wall Street?
Corporate health care is killing our patients. Every day we see people who suffer as a result of this system because of the insurance they have or don't have, because the health care they can't afford or are denied. And we pass people in lines every day trying to get jobs, can't come in to get health care because they can't afford it.
But wouldn't that cost much more money? Can we afford to insure everybody?
Why don't you ask any other industrialized country in the world how they supply health care at half the cost to all of their people?
At half the cost? How is that possible?
It's possible because they have a single health payer plan, and they don't have to worry about all the 1,000 companies trying to make a profit off of everybody's lives.
Gee, that sounds like a good idea to me.
Now, I just want to ask one other thing. What do you think about this incredible spectacle of tens of thousands of people who are marching across the bridge? You describe it. You be the host.
There are two opponents to universal health care. The healthcare insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry. And I can think of no better connection than to Wall Street. Their whole job is to make money, not care for patients. I went into medicine to care for people, not to deny them the care that they deserve. We are paying for universal health care right now, and we're not all getting it. We spend much more than any other country of our gross national product. We have universal health care. We just are not providing it to everybody. Payment is the easy problem. The difficult problem is overcoming the corporate greed in the healthcare insurance industry and the pharmaceutical companies. It's all about money. That's why we're here with Occupy Wall Street. Okay?
People, not profit. Medicare for all. People, not profits. Medicare for all. People, not profits. Medicare for all.
And what do you think about Occupy Wall Street?
We're all here to support and be part of Occupy Wall Street. It's all interconnected, and we're all the 99%.
Thank you. Woo!
Woo! Thank people, you. Not profit. All right. And the stream of people continues. We're going to try to find out. There's some other contingents here, and what is driving them to take to the Brooklyn Bridge. And one of the signs that I love is arrest one, two more will appear, and that's what's happening. Clearly, there's no stopping them or us now.
All day, all week. Occupy Wall Street.
All day, all week.
Occupy Wall Street.
The signs are representative of the broad issues that we have been concerned with for years. There's Save Our School signs. There's signs about no tuition in the school system. There's signs about low-income housing. And let's listen to some of the additional. Whose bridge? Our bridge.
And the signs don't say it, but it's on everybody's mind to save Occupy Wall Street, to protect Occupy Wall Street against the brutality of Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Kelly, an eviction a couple of days ago in New York City, and what may happen in the future, and also the mass arrests and brutality of this morning at Wall Street by the police of the city of New York. So people are for their individual issues, but also to say that we are one, we are for Occupy Wall Street.
Beware! Zuccotti Park is everywhere!
Bloomberg,
beware!
Zuccotti Park is everywhere!
Wait a minute, I want to talk to this young woman with, got a sign that says create jobs now. Say what?
There do need to be more jobs created. A lot of us come out of college with bachelor degrees and tons of debt, and then there aren't any jobs. And when you take out all these loans expecting to be able to pay them off and there are no jobs, it's a huge problem. My name is Rebecca. I'm from Detroit originally.
And Rebecca, what do you think about this endless display of people that are taking Brooklyn?
I think it's amazing. It's amazing. It's just, it's really heartening and really inspiring.
But the Republicans say that we can't add to the deficit, and the Obama says, oh, he's doing all this stuff to create jobs. What do you think needs to be done?
I think there is the money to create jobs is there. It needs to be redirected from, you know, where it's being spent right now. There's a lot of money being given to the military, and if we tax the 1% and if we take money away from the military, there's definitely a way to create jobs.
You're beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everything is
good. I'm glad.
We've got drummers now, people before profit signs, and still people keep coming. They're keeping coming. Tax the, what does that one say?
Millionaire.
Right on. Tax the millionaires. And here's another one. Invest in public higher education. Wait a minute. Let's get this one. Sister, can you tell us? You're carrying a sign that says invest in higher education. Tell us about it.
Invest in CUNY. Not cut back. Not raise tuition.
We've now been here for 45 minutes, an hour, and still the folks are marching. Tens of thousands strong coming across the bridge. Every sign relevant and meaningful and encouraging the occupation will not be privatized. PSC CUNY signs. Wait a minute. Let's grab somebody from PSC CUNY. Tell us about your sign. Tell us about, well, I see a UFT hat and PSC CUNY. What in the world has education got to do with Occupy Wall Street?
Without public education, we have no democracy. We have no civilized society. We're here to fight for education for all of our children and young people.
And the UFT, what do you think about this?
I'm a retiree. The retirees are the active part of the union because the people who are in the classrooms can't do what the retirees do. There are 17 retirees in Ohio in the recent action. There were retirees in Wisconsin. So much for old folks.
Now, talking about retirees, Democrats and Republicans are talking about cutting back on Medicare and Social Security for the next generation. What's your feeling about that?
These are our kids. We've worked hard all our lives. Our kids are just struggling to get a foothold in the society and in the economy. They're fighting for jobs, and they need to be able to work and earn a living the way we did. The social safety net is being pulled apart every single day, and we're fighting with all our might to protect the social safety net.
And who are you?
I'm Naomi Nemtso. I'm a member of PSC CUNY. I work at City College in New York City.
I'm Pete Kazanov. Naomi and I have been married for 33 years.
He's counting.
And Occupy Wall Street is 2 months old right now.
And that's it's why making us feel young again.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Our bridge.
And they're still coming across the bridge, representative of every meaningful social issue, and it's clear that these folks can and will reshape the world. Under our new umbrella now of Occupy Wall Street, wait a minute, stop the war on the workers? What do you mean by that, brother?
Well, right now, it seems like they want givebacks. No matter who's what union is negotiating, everybody wants givebacks. The transit workers, 000, give back $6,000 out of health benefits. These art handlers over here from Sotheby's. Sotheby's is making obscene profits, obscene profits. They sold one painting for $61 million last week, and they won't give these guys a contract. They got them locked out. They want to replace them with scabs. There's a war on the workers. Every single union that's facing negotiations is fighting this out. 000, give back. In the meantime, the guys that caused this economic crisis are getting bonuses. They're rolling in money, and the people that are suffering from it just keep being made to suffer more. It's got to stop. We've got to turn it around.
And you are?
My name is John Denny. I'm from Staten Island, New York.
Tell me something nice about Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street, I mean, it's bringing people together from all different generations, all different political beliefs, and it's just energizing people. It's waking people up to realize what the hell is going around here. It's not just Kim Kardashian and these people. It's you got to look at what's really going on. People want to watch Dancing with the Stars instead of figuring out what's really going on and trying to do something about it.
FBI, beware!
Support our kids? There's a whole contingent here. Am I to gather that you folks are educators?
I'm an educator.
And
isn't this a radical idea to support children, to provide education for children and education for all children, regardless of their socioeconomic group?
And I really think that the funding for the schools should happen. We're dumbing down America by not supporting our schools and getting these kids the educations they need. They're the future leaders.
I can easily say it as an educator. I mean, not everybody does well on standardized tests. So this one-size-fits-all model for thinking of children not as people but as a commodity, that's what the charter school does. They think of children as a commodity. It's completely twisted. A school is not a business. A child is not a commodity.
I think we should tax the rich for education. The inner-city kids are not getting educated. Their schools are really poor. They're not getting basic education from day one. The schools need to be funded and need to take care of the kids. We need to up the educated mentality of America.
And the one way to really educate all children is to make class sizes smaller. And, you know, if they actually taxed corporations without letting them have so many tax breaks initially on their corporate tax return, then that money would easily fund schools.
We're on a march by Occupy Wall Street. It's the second two-month anniversary. Tell me what you think about Occupy Wall Street.
We're only 2 months into this. Other movements over the past have been years before things got done. This is pretty incredible to be globally making awareness happening in 2 months. It's pretty good.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, corporate greed has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, corporate greed has got to go.
Oh, wait a minute. We're with two young brothers, and they were just innocently, walking by saying, this is awesome. What's awesome?
It's just a wonderful sight to see all these people out here, people carrying different flags, different colors of people, different faces coming out, all in supporting Occupy Wall Street, supporting the 99%, supporting the downtrodden classes of the world, really looking for a way out, looking to rise up, looking to stir up some revolution. So it's a beautiful breath of fresh air.
We're just here to speak the truth, man, nothing else. You know, as simple as that, the truth. And that's it, you know, in solidarity, unity. You know, we all looking for everybody to be prosperous, you know, and the same health, proper health, everything, education-wise. That's all we ask for. It's not that difficult, you know, human dignity, you feel? That's all it is, you know, just give it. We speak the truth, and that's it. Thanks a lot.
And you are, and where are you from?
Shaolin, Beijing. I'm Beijing. English, Spanish, whatever. We same human, same blood, same thing, you know? We just speak the truth, yo. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Jamel. It's good to see y'all from D.C. Yes, once you go Beijing, right? All right.
And you were speaking what language there?
Mandarin, Chinese.
Chinese, Mandarin.
And where did you both learn Mandarin?
In Beijing.
How long were you in Beijing and what were you doing?
We went to school there and we studied over there for like two years, you know, different. I say I've been over there for like 4 or 5 years, you know.
And what caused you to go and study in China?
So I went on scholarship, you know, and it's just a diverse world. The world is ours, you know.
No.
We have to explore, you
Wait
know.
Wait a minute. Occupy everywhere?
Everywhere. Yeah, we speak the truth everywhere.
How would you say that in Mandarin?
Occupy everywhere?
所有的地方咱们都穿来说一起扫起来.
And you've heard it here with my two brothers who said, this is awesome. And in any language, they are so, so right.
Yeah, we speak the truth all the time. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Catch you later.
Now, there's a beautiful sign. It looks like it's in Arabic.
Yes.
In Arabic and in English. Stop racism, stop the war. Who are you? And explain more about that sign.
Well, I actually found this sign. I picked it up because it's very important to me that we're not having wars all over the world, that our country stops promoting war and starts taking care of our country and people and also stop killing other people in other countries all over the world.
And you are?
My name is Lori Gittleman. I live in New York City. This is my husband, Saltuki Peck. We came down here together.
I see him shaking his head with everything you're saying. Why?
Well, we are in agreement. We believe that public space belongs to public. We want to end the wars. We want to end the racism. And we want to get our city, our country, our politics back. And we, the people, we just want to claim it back. And we want the public servants to do what they're sent to their positions to do and serve the public, not become slaves to the corporations, and not to just dine and wine with the lobbyists.
You know, we've been standing here for the last hour watching I don't know how many thousands of people march by. And one of the most unique things about this is everybody's got different issues, everybody's promoting different causes, and they're all united under one banner, Occupy Wall Street. Tell me about Occupy Wall Street.
The thing that's just really beautiful about it, that it's actually starting the conversation that we should have been having for a long time and we hadn't. What we do when we meet in the park is that there are groups and there are constant meetings and people share the information and they are very generous about what they know and they're just very curious to know more and they are just anxious and they are just very, very happy to do more. They want to go out there. They want to save their country. They want to do the right thing, and they want to save the world. They're concerned about the environment. They're concerned about their city. They're concerned about the politics. They're concerned about the wars. They're concerned about the military budget in their country. And they're concerned about the education and the future. That's what the Occupy movement is. It's a leaderless movement. We are out there to save the world. We're out there to do what needs to be done.
We're working toward a common cause and a common goal. We aren't really different. We're all really the same. We all share the same things. We all have families. We all have friends. We have children. We have brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers. And we're concerned that we about our future. We're concerned about our parents and what's going to happen, what's happening with our medical care. We're concerned about what's going to happen to our children, where our children are going to get an education and how we're going to be able to afford an education. You know, we're concerned that we don't have health care. I'm a health care worker, and I don't have health care benefits. I have to get benefits through my husband's union because my husband is a hotel worker, and I'm a physical therapist, but I don't have any benefits. So here we are in good old, you know, United States of America, and I can't even count on the fact that I can have health care benefits, or I can't count on the fact that I have paid vacation or even, you know, any kind of paid sick day. I didn't even have maternity leave. I had to go back to work 30 days after my child was born. Why? This is wrong. This is not the way we should be living our lives, not in a wealthy country like America.
You know, we do a show called Building Bridges, and it's so apropos to this march, to this movement, Building Bridges, and we are on the Brooklyn Bridge with thousands of people marching past, and you have just brought it all together. I want to thank both of you very much, and this is a movement just beginning, 2 months old. Let's see what happens in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be
thank
here.
Thank you for being here.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.